Focus on flowers.
Shade gardens are especially appealing to many of us, as they seem to soothe the senses. If we have a wooded lot, we are always on the lookout for flowering plants that will perform without full sun. At this time of the year, as we assess where there were gaps in flowering in our gardens this past summer, we can make lists of plants we may want to add for next year. And we still have time to get some of the small bulbs, winter aconites, snowdrops, squill, glory of the snow, and Spanish bluebells for naturalizing too. We also may want to consider some lily of the valley and Virginia bluebells and bleeding heart and Solomon's seal. Pulmonarias, commonly known as lungworts, provide wonderful silvery foliage as well as pink or blue flowers, and celandine poppies are a sunny yellow. Brunera and Heuchera thrive in partial shade, and of course we all admire Lenten roses. For bloom in summer, there are improved Lamium cultivars as well as the tall perennial red lobelia and the cool pink licorice lilies, sometimes called naked ladies or August lilies. The perennial begonias, though, are the mainstay of my shade garden at season's end. Begonia grandis grows in zones 5 through 10, and the drooping pink clusters persist through the fall. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on shady ladies.